All right, Roche, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots running back Stephen Ridley coming off an excellent performance. Just last game, and you had a bunch of carries that game, about 27 carries, the most you've ever carried in the game.
Nice little workload, man. I'd have to say the coaches came to me, relied on me early and late, stuck with me, showed a lot of confidence, even though a lot of the runs were, you know, yard or two here and there. But that's what we needed to do to win the game, and that's how they felt that we played that team best. So that's what we went with, is the run game.
Yeah, the run game, and run game combined for over 200 yards rushing. That's you'll take that all day long, right? Did you know going in that that was going to be, you know, a strong part of the offense?
Absolutely. Especially coming off the KC week, you know, and how we went down and played that game. And our coaches made a point of emphasis in practice during the week that we had to be more physical up front and run the ball and, you know, play big boy football. So that's really what we wanted to do. And it was just a great feeling to go out there and execute, you know, not to just have it in the game plan, but to go out there and execute and the team, you know, come together. And we really did. We ran the ball well. And that's what we tried to do. So it's a great feeling.
You got to go to another hostile environment up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
What can you take from Kansas City that you can learn going up to Buffalo?
They're coming out energized. They're coming out ready to play. And old teammate of ours is going to be sitting in the middle. He's going to be fired up and have the defense ready to go. So,
Mr. Spikes.
Mr. Spikes, man. I actually talked to him earlier in the week and
you
I
did?
Told him.
Yeah. Does he talk trash?
He talks trash on Twitter. You know, on Twitter he's a tough guy, but Spikes is really funny, man.
Is he funny?
He really is. He's a funny guy. And somebody I have a relationship with off the field, and it was just funny to hear him. You know, he talked about he watched that game with us in KC. And he said, I probably hadn't been beat that bad since I came to visit him in the swamp in college. So I said, you're already starting, man. It's kind of funny. But we're turning our attention to Buffalo, and we know that they're going to play us tough. They've got a solid front. They've got some solid backers, and they've got a solid secondary. And I think the numbers really show this far in the season what their defense and the production that they've had. So we're going to have to play solid football. Just like every other week in the NFL, we got to go up there and play, and Buffalo isn't going to hand it to us. So we're excited about it. It's a challenge.
What's the confidence like with this football team right now? A week ago, it was like everybody was jumping, not the players themselves, but, you know, fans around here and went over to the ledge and was ready to jump. But
what's
the confidence like with this football team?
I think we're gaining confidence, man. I really believe that, and I think we're moving in the right direction. Now, that's not to say that the work is done, but it's a lot better taste in our mouth this week versus last week. Mm-hmm. So I think the big thing and the big picture for us was coming together, making a step in the right direction, and improving. And then also learning to believe in our teammates, believing in each other. And once we get that trust factor going, I think we're going to be, you know, a problem to stop. So we've got to keep building on what we did this week and making the improvements. And we'll be okay going forward.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stephen Ridley, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.